Okay, let me present David Schumperle from NCKN. He's going to talk about his famous CIMAGE library, which comes in a single file.
So thank you for having me, Nicolas and Jean-Michel. Just a word for German friends. I'm sorry, my English is very poor. So if you don't understand me, please just look at the slides or at the article I provide. Yes, I will talk about one library I've made in the end of the 90s and something more recent that is using the library to perform image processing operation. So first I would like to show you some observation we've made about the image processing world that was our guide to design the library. It motivates the design of the library. So first we can observe that in the image processing field there are many different people with many different scientific background, and of course there are computer geeks that know a lot about C++ programming, but mainly there are a lot of people that are just beginner in C++ programming. And this is something we must take care. And the second observation is that all these people are working on very different image data types and for trying to solve very different problems. So I have prepared some slides about explaining why the genericity of C++ library for image processing was useful, but I guess that now you are convinced about that. So I will skip them. Just to say that mainly the CIMG library will be able to manage images that are with three maximal dimensions and with any, the maximum. The higher data type that can handle CIMG is a sequence of 3D volumetric hyperspectral images. Okay, so you cannot do graph processing and so on. Okay, I will skip those slides because I have 54 slides, so I need to go fast. One more observation is that the usual image processing algorithms are mostly independent from the image data and can be written in a mathematical form. And often, we just don't want to take care of the type of image we are working on to write the algorithm. So if we want to design an image processing algorithm, it should be as generic as possible to, as Theo said, just in before me, to be able to write some code like this without having to care about the dimensionality of the images and the type of the pixels and so on. So the question was, how can we design a library that can help all those different people implementing an image processing algorithm on generic image, but in an easy way? That's the main point I want to discuss here, is that yes, CIMG is yet another C++ library. It doesn't have the sexiest name of the libraries, but mainly it's the most simple to use. Okay, so this is the different points we try to the different rules we try to respect in designing the library. So first, we want the library to be simple to use. This is very the main point of our work. We want the library to be generic enough to be able to manage different image types. We want the library to provide useful algorithm, of course. And we want something that can be extended easily. And of course, something that can be portable and free. So this is the answer I propose. So this is a very small library. There is only 40,000 lines of code. Okay, I guess this is the smallest library you've seen today. And this has been started in 1999. And mainly it was designed for people working on the image processing field, on the research side, and also for students. This is about the simplicity of the algorithm. Of course, this is simple to get because this is an open source library, so it's not a very big deal to get it. And the fact is that it's also easy to use. All the library code is actually defined in a single file, which is a single header C++ file. So basically, you just have to do this, and you're ready to use all the classes of the library. And the classes, when I see all the classes, I don't talk about 557 classes, for instance. I'm talking about 4 classes. It's something that is very easy to understand and to learn. And I will show you something. And basically, you have a class that defines an image instance, a class that defines a list of image, a class that is able to display images in Windows, and a class that is used only to throw exceptions by the library. And the image processing algorithm defined in the library are defined as methods of of this class. This is quite different from the other approaches you've seen this morning, or the approach of Milena, where the classes and the algorithm are separated stuff. Here we have defined the algorithm as methods of the classes. So Milena motto was the KISS, keep it simple, and CMG motto is KIT is small and insanely simple. So it's even more simple to use. Okay, so what about the genericity? As I said, CIMG is not the very generic library. It will not be able to deal with graph structures or images defined on six-dimensional space or something like this. It just defines one class that defines an image which has 4 dimensions, which are the width, 8, depth, and the spectrum, which is the number of channels of the image. So you can't do something more than this, okay? And the value type of the pixel is defined by a single template parameter T. And if you want a fifth dimension, then you have a list. You can store your images into a list. You can also manage a list of 40 images. And basically, this is sufficient for a lot of image processing problems. So this is exactly what we wanted to avoid. This is a part of the GIL library, which is in the Boost library, developed by Adobe. And there are a lot of classes with a lot of different template parameters. And we believe that this is not something that can be understood easily by an average C++ programmer. And as we wanted to reach the most people we can, we decided to design a library with very few number of classes. So what can we find in this library? Of course, there are a lot of usual image processing algorithms, But in fact, CIMG is not specialized in a particular field of image processing. I mean, I worked a lot on PDE methods for image processing, but CIMG does not contain a lot of PDE as algorithm to just because I worked on this topic in my PhD thesis. You won't find a very complex algorithm in there. It's just very usual algorithm. But the interesting thing is that you have some vector matrix operations and you have a lot of image drawing functions. So you can draw things in images easily and you can display your images easily thanks to the CIMG display class. So here's a very simple example of what you can do with the library. So you see that the I include the library header, I load an image like this, and then I will create a pipeline of processing operations. And as the image processing operations are methods of the CIMG classes, you can easily write your pipeline like this, because each method acts in place and return a reference to the current instance being modified. So in this case, we can read like the pipeline like this. So IMG is a color image. You just do a conversion to another color space. You take the luminance channel, quantize it with 10 levels, and you will map a color map on this quantized image. The color map being defined by an image with three colors, three random colors that have been resized linearly to 10 levels. And this is what you get. Okay, I know this is awful, but it's just to show you how you can write pipelines in a very simple and efficient way. CIMG has some particularities. There is an expression evaluator contained in it. So you can write some code that looks like sometimes MATLAB prototyping. You can define a color image and fill it with a formula. And at the end, I will display the image and the two gradient components computed from this image. Okay, so as the result, just to say that the expression evaluator may contain quite complex expressions. You can draw things in images and display them. And I guess this is something we didn't see in the previous presentations. All the libraries we have seen today seems to be able to process images, not to draw things in it. But actually, drawing things in images is a very interesting thing, because you can quickly create some representation of your algorithm, for instance. Here, this is the histogram of the gradient orientation angles that is displayed as a polar curve. Okay, this is an interactive process, so the user can just move the local window, and you see the curve here that is updating. And this is done in very few lines. I mean, less than 100 lines. I don't remember exactly, but this is a very few short code to do that. And finally, there is another interesting thing is that CIMG owns its 3D rendering library. Like it's like a mini OpenGL inside the library. And so you can create easily 3D representations of data. Here I show a rendering done from the loading of a 3D vector object from a file. And here, this is the rendering of the color distribution of the Lena image. And I've added a textured cube just to show that it supports texture mapping. And in this case, also, it's very short code to do that. And this is interactive. You can just move and rotate the object as you want. About the extensibility of the method, as I said before, the library code is all contained in a single file, which means, for instance, that we can define a plugin mechanism like this. Before including the CIMG file, you define a macro that refers to a file of your own that will define a method that you can call like it was a method of the CIMG class. Okay? It's like you are writing inside the library file. You are adding code to the library, but without needs to actually write into the CIMG file. And you can just define the plugin file like this. In this case, it will compute the gradient norm for 3D images, for instance. And there are some plugins that are distributed into the within the CIMG package. And also, you can an interesting thing is that you can decide about the configuration of the library during the compilation of your own code, which means that if you want to have support, for instance, a native support for a PNG file, you can tell the CIMG library to be able to use the PNG library. If you don't define this flag, then it won't use the lib PNG library to open PNG file. So this is a very flexible approach because at the end, the CIMG code can be compiled without any dependencies other than the libc and libm libraries. But at the same time, if you want a full support of all stuff provided from these third-party libraries, then you just have to define these flags before including the cimg.h file, and then link your code with the library, and you will get the functionalities of the library. Okay, and finally, about the freedom and the portability. As I said, the code is very small, so it's very easy to maintain, and it was quite easy to make it compiling with many different compilers and on many different systems. It has been a version with that compiled with the Visual C++ 6 compilers, just to say that it's quite robust because this compiler is really crappy. Okay, and so it's a very nice library. My advice is that you download it and test it, and you won't you won't be looking back. The second thing is that we have created GMIC. GMIC, okay, it's CIMG. It's the reverse of CIMG. Okay, it's GMIC, which stands for the Greek Magic Image Converter, and it has been necessary because we observe that despite the simplicity of the library, still some people don't know enough C++, but could be interested by some capabilities of CIMG. And a second observation is that when we get new image data in our lab, we always want to do the same things on it, which are 1 minute, okay, which are just visualizing it and so on, and do some noise reduction. And it's not optimal to create some specific C++ code for this kind of task. So we created GMIC, that is a script language around the CIMG functionalities, and that so that you can use all the CIMG functionalities from the command line. just show you some example of use. So it's a kind of convert from image magic, but which supports all the data types of CIMG, including 3D volumetric images and so on. Well, and there is a plugin. This is my last slide. There is a plugin for GIMP that embed this GMIC script language interpreter, and that allows anybody to use the CIMG functionalities. You can write your own filters in it, and so on. Well, that's it. That's it. I don't have something more to say.
Well, let's thank the speaker. We have some time for one question.
In one of your slides, it is written that you provide a CIMG to a MATLAB converter.
Yeah.
So could you tell us more about that?
There is a plugin file that defines a way to convert. It returns, I don't remember exactly what kind of structure MATLAB does use, because I'm not the author of the plugin. But it takes a CIMG as an input and return a MATLAB structure, MATLAB's compatible structure for the images. So it can be used with MEX files and so on.
Okay, but it does not convert the code.
Ah no, it converts the data.
Ah, okay.
Any more questions?
No.
Thank you.